"You're going to miss this," they say, as my 2-year-old lays prostrate in the middle of the road in front of the neighbor's house, protesting, refusing to take even one step toward home. "You're going to miss this," they say, as my 6-year-old screams and stomps over the injustice of the verdict just delivered that there are no more screen time minutes left today. "You're going to miss this," they say, while I'm trying to remember whose clothes need folding, delivering, or fixing, where everyone's snacks, lunches, shoes, and toys are, all necessary for the day ahead, who needs to have a bath, and whether we need more diapers, soap, or laundry detergent. "You're going to miss this," they say, watching my child run down the hall at the end of the day with a huge grin on his face, yelling, "Mama!" at daycare pickup. "You're going to miss this," they say, as my husband and I just look at each other, hoping, wishing we could get more than 2, sometimes 3, words out at a time in our conversations before being interrupted with shouts of, "Mama, look. Mama, I need you. Mama, I have a question. Dada, help me. Dada, Mama." "You're going to miss this," they say, as my children scale me like rock climbers, clinging to me as if letting go means plunging to the ground without a rope, all while I'm longing for 5 minutes of quiet and 6 inches of space. "You're going to miss this," they say, cuddled up reading books as a family, listening to the words, admiring the pictures, and memorizing their tiny features that I know will grow and change with time, then rocking them to sleep, even though I know I'm supposed to let them learn to fall asleep on their own. "You're going to miss this," they say, watching my boys sit next to each other off the end of the dock, one teaching the other how to fish, hoping that the conversations on race, gender, gun violence, pandemics, and all the heaviness of this world have some impact on these boys who will one day be men. "You're going to miss this," they say, our new battle cry in the midst of all the hard and messy that has become our lives. "You're going to miss this," they say, each night falling into bed, every fiber of my being exhausted from the delicate tightrope balance that is working motherhood. "You're going to miss this." Maybe, maybe I will. Maybe somewhere, somehow, I'm going to miss this. The moments I want so desperately to end, so intricately intertwined with those I wish I could freeze frame forever.